This is a podcast that you want to come to, where we're supporting all women who are going through different things or have gone through different things and want to stop by and encourage and say something that will uplift and inspire another female. So, thank you for stopping by, and I hope you enjoy this episode. My whole life, as a kid up until I was an adult, I have really been an unstable person, meaning I was from home to home, place to place, situation to situation. And it was because I put myself in those situations. Now, as a kid, I didn't. Well, I mean, I guess you could say I did, because as a kid, I ended up in several different foster homes, and I would show my behind so I could get sent to another foster home. So I guess you could say that's my fault too, right? Okay, I'll take that. When I thought about getting married, it was only because I needed some stability in my life. Mind you, I moved from one state to the next because I had dealt with domestic violence, and I was trying to get away from that. So I moved from one state to another with barely anything, just my kid on my hip, my one in my belly, and like two or three bags of clothes, and my identity. Like, I left, gone. So when, and then I didn't get married until probably like 3-4 years after I moved to Charlotte. So then it came a point where, I thought about getting married because I thought that marriage would help me to become stable in my life. Mind you, I was unstable my whole entire life, from foster homes. I think really the only time that I might have been stable was when I went to college. And I went to Columbia College. I stayed on campus. I moved off campus the next semester and got my own crib. I stayed there for a pretty decent amount of time, but then after that, I was just from home to home to home. So, like, I had those short bursts of you know, a time frame of when I was stable. So, again, going back to why I got married. I thought that would have been something that I would have been able to be stable. And then the funny thing about that is, being married, I it's my fault. Most, you know, I take the blame. I always take the blame for it because I rushed into it wanting to be stable. Because at that time, I had just went from losing my crib. I went from losing my crib to getting locked up, working at Wendy's. Because I was working at the airport. So working at Wendy's, my babies were still little. So I almost lost into the system doing some stupid stuff. But anyways, working at Wendy's and staying at somebody's house, sleeping on their pullout couch in their living room, in their one bedroom house apartment. That's where I ended up at, right? So when I met the guy, I thought that was where I was supposed to go. Yeah, well, he wasn't my husband. I wasn't his wife, but we still got married. Okay, anyways. So now, then it goes to, after that, I ended up being unstable again because I ended up staying at a hotel not knowing how I was going to pay for this, not wanting to resort to the last thing that there was possible for me to sell to make money, which was my body, because I didn't want to do that, because that just felt like, you know what I mean? Like, but so from there, going to stay at my cousin's apartment in Charlotte, North Carolina, in a one bedroom, devastated. Like, how you had go from having your own career, being married, have your own car, losing every single thing, and having to start over again. So when I met this dude, or when he met me, because I wasn't paying him no attention, he met me. when he met me, in my mind, I was like, okay, well, he works. All right, cool. I need somebody to help me get stable. I didn't want him to do it on his own. And you would not offend, you were not about to let me do it on my own. So I invited you in to say, hey, let's get a crib together. Let's become stable together. And that's what happened. So when you go back to say you don't care about none of the stuff that you don't care about material stuff, see, it's way beyond that. It's more to it than just material stuff. It's about stability. I am stable. I have been stable for a while, and I appreciate stability because, again, I have been homeless several different times in my life. I have slept on other people's couches. I've slept on other people's floors in there. I've slept in parks on benches while my kids slept in somebody else's house. I have slept in abandos. I've slept in cars. I've slept at so many different places that stability, being able to have my own crib, being able to walk into my home, close my door, flip my lights on, that shit means so much more to me than what other people think. Like, it ain't about material things. It's really definitely not. But it's about being stable. My kids being stable. Because that's important. So, I don't know what the thought process was on that whole situation that I had to go through. But I do know that what's important in my life is being stable. And that is how I am able to have a peace of mind. And sometimes my mind is not at peace because there's other things that I want to do in life. But if I can't maintain stability, how can I do anything else in life? How is that even possible? Like, I don't even get it, because if I can't get one thing under control, how am I going to be able to get other things under control in my life? Like, I repeated myself, because mentally being unstable means that you know what I mean? Like, I don't think people understand how stability works. I really don't think people understand that. And that is so important because if you're unstable in your life physically, mentally, you are unstable and you can't make rational decisions. But that was just a little bit of my situation and my thought process and what I've been thinking about. You'll probably get another one within the next couple of weeks or next couple of days. I just wanted to throw that out there because it's important. And people take stuff like that for granted. Like, stability, being able to go in your house, kick off your shoes, walk in your refrigerator, go to your bathroom, sit on your porch. And I've lived in shelters where you have to do things when they say do it. You can't go outside after a certain time. You have to go to bed. Lights out at a certain time. In the morning, lights on, and you got to get out by a certain time. I went through that. My kids, I went through that. When I was pregnant in Georgia, like, I went through that. So I am freaking 30. I'm like almost 40, literally. So to be jumping through hoops, moving to like picking up my life and moving somewhere else and doing other things is not in my plan. That's not in my plan. That's not in my journey. That's not where I want to be, because if I'm leaving something, I'm moving to something better. I'm not going to something worse. I'm not about to put me or my children in the situation for something worse to happen. If we're going to move from out of here, we're moving to something better. I'm looking to upgrade, not downgrade. And that's all I see in my life is elevation. I don't see going back. Love don't pay no bills. Love does not, like, listen, that's another subject. But at the end of the day, I'm doing what I think is best. Not just for me, but for my mental. Not just for my mental, but for my kids. Because at the end of the day, that's what's important. It's not about me. It is, but it's not. That's it. So, thank you for listening. Have a great day.